משנה יוד כזרת הדבורים כזרת הדבורים this mission is discussing the halachas of the halachic status of the honey in a beehive and the beehive itself. The beehive, the way people were set up in those days, that a person would put out a certain type of box, a little bit like a basket, and the bees would make their hive inside of it, the honeycombs inside of it, and then eventually they'd get rid of the bees and take the honeycombs out. So it says, we treat it as kauka. We're talking about a beehive which is sitting on the ground. If it's cemented into the ground, everybody holds that it's considered kauka. And if it's supported on stilts, then everybody agrees it's not the kauka. Here we're talking about it sitting on the kauka, and it has a status of kauka. The opening statement of the Mishnah does not say in respect to what. Afterwards, the Mishnah will say in respect to other things. But the general of Harika Kaka, as far as Kinyonim, how one acquires them, Kaka is acquired with certain Kinyonim, move lives, that's with other Kinyonim. So Rebbe Lezer holds that once again, this beehive is sitting on the ground, even though it's not cemented in, has a status of Kaka, respect to Kinyonim, Koitim, Alea, Pruzbul. Pruzbul, we know the Shemitah here, in order to permit somebody to collect his loans, you have to give them over to Bezin. This Takana was instituted only in a person that has, if the one who borrowed the money has kaka. So if he doesn't belong any kaka other than this beehive, that's considered a dot of kaka. The Eidem and Kabbalah is Tumah Dim Koyma. With Nageata, our theft over here is Namakabal Tumah. Anything that's considered kaka is Namakabal Tumah. Only food is Makabal Tumah, even though there's honey in it, but it's considered still Makrubal Kaka, just like we saw earlier in the Masechta, that something that is growing on a tree is not Makabal Tumah also, as long as Makabal Kaka. But I really didn't manage Shabbat Chayav Chatas. One who removes the honey from this honeycomb on Shabbos is Chayav Chatas, has the same status as picking something from a tree. Tremendous Kiddush of Rebbe Lezer. This is all the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Chacham disagree with this, and they say Enoch Kaka, as far as how you acquired it, it's considered like a movable object, and then Kozmo Lapruzbo. It's the only thing this person has is this, the only character, the only land that this person has is this beehive. You cannot write for him a crystal, Kadelstum Makoima, and it is Makabum, Tona in its place. The truth is, Makabelstum Makoima was also, not, I said before, in respect to the honey, we'll see a little bit more about the honey, but as far as this is a kli in itself, so if it's considered a kli, then it's Makabum, if it's considered character, it was the beehive. The kli of the beehive itself will not be mekabel tumah. So anyway, the chacham say that the beehive itself is mekabel tumah. But roidim ever shabbos poter. If somebody removes the honey from it on Shabbos, it's poter. But the mashmaus of the Mishnah that it is also. In other words, if somebody has a beehive, even though the bees are not there, he's not allowed to start taking out the honey from it on Shabbos. We'll see more of this in the next Mishnah.